Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Vav, and we have two lines from the top of daf Ayin Vav, Omer Aleph, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas, Devorah, Bas Shmuel, Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Tzvi Betzalel ben Ramosha Aaron, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Hen Yamasha Bas Reb Shloima HaKoyim. So we're continuing in the sugya of Pitzua Daka. It says in the Torah, Lo Yovei Pitzua Daka, Ukrus Shofcha Bekal Hashem. And yesterday's daf Ayin Hei, was a technical daf, which got into the technicalities of what exactly makes somebody a Pitzua Daka and what would make somebody into a Krus Shofcha. One of the things we saw in the daf was that really Pitzua Daka isn't one mum, but it's two different mumen. It's known as Pitzua Daka, but Pitzua Luchud and Daka Luchud. And for that matter, Krus Shofcha Luchud. So really, the pasuk that says, La'yavai Ptzua Daka, Krus Shofcha B'kal Hashem, is discussing three different mumin, that if a person was afflicted by it, given all the criteria that the Gemara discussed, would render him unfit, La'yavai B'kal Hashem, which means he would not be able to marry any Yisraelis, by virtue of the fact that he's a Pitzua Daka and a Krus Shofcha. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Hei Yom Ebei is one of the many Gemaras that are important in terms of understanding this basic halacha, said Omar Rava. Rava said, Pitzua Bekulon, Dak Bekulon, and Krus Bekulon. Pitzua Bekulon, meaning it doesn't matter if it was Niftza Hagid, Niftzu Beitzim, or Niftzu Chute Beitzim. The same was true for Dak. It doesn't matter if it was Nidach Hagid, Nidchu Beitzim, or Nidchu Chute Beitzim. And the same is true for Krus. It doesn't matter if it was Nichras Hagid, if it was Nichrasu Beitzim, or if it's Nichrasu Chute Beitzim. Now, as it relates to Gid, which, again, based on what Rava said, Pitzua, Daka, and Krus are all applicable in the event that they happened to the Gid. But in the Gemara was Mavur, that the only time that would be a problem is if it's min ha'atara u'lamayla. It's from the atara, that part of the gid, lamayla towards the gof. However, if it's min ha'atara u'lamata, in that instance, it's already not going to be a problem. So with that little bit of an introduction, we begin this last part of this sugya. Omer Rav Yehuda Amashmu, Rav Yehuda said in the name of his great Rebbe Shmuel, Nikev, in the event that someone had a nekev inside his gid. Now, Nekev is a simin of pitzua. The Brayson of Ayin Hei Yom Adalav said, Ezeo pitzua dako, kol shenifzu beitzim shaloi, vafilu achas, vafilu nikfu. So if someone would have a nekev, that would render him a pitzua dako. Said Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, that in the event that there was a nekev, vinistam, and then afterwards, this nekev was closed, kol sheilu nikri. In the event that if this person was roya keri, vinikra, that would tear the stima, puzzle that loch is, he would be considered puzzle. He would be also lovi b'kal Hashem. Im lav, however, in the event that this person would be roya keri, it would not affect the stima, meaning the stima would remain intact, kosher, then the halacha is, he's going to be kosher. In other words, Shmuel, the doctor, by the way, said that it's possible for someone to be a pitzua, and then afterwards, for him to have a refuah, where he will no longer be considered a pitzua. In the event that a person has a nekev, the nekev would render him into a pitzua daka. If it was nistam, so it depends. But there are certain instances where the stima is going to be a good stima, and the halacha is he would be cautious. So the Gemara says, Havi bar Rava. Rava, when he heard this halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, say he wondered out loud. He said, Heicha, where exactly was this nekev? Ilev l'mata me'atara. If was it weird? L'mata me'atara, meaning was the nekev min'atara l'mata, filo nichras nami, then it can't be that that's what we're talking about, because the nekev there would not render him a p'tzua daka. How do we know that? Because even if he was nichras, that chelak of the gid, he wouldn't be a krus shofcha. So kal v'chomer, if there's only a nekev, he wouldn't be considered a p'tzua daka. Elo batara atzma, must be, it happened in that Torah itself. It Marnami, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Mori Bar Mar, Omer Mar Ukva, Omer Shmuel, again, tracing itself back to Shmuel, because he's the Mori the Shmaitzah of this halacha, Nikev Ba'atara Atzma, if there was a nekev in the Torah itself, V'nistam, and then there was a stima, so what's the halacha? Kol She'ilu Nikri V'nikra Apostle, if when this person's roya keri, it's going to tear the stima, so then the halach is possible. It's not considered a stima. The nekev is a nekev. He maintains his status as a p'tua dakev. Ilav, and if not, meaning the stima is going to hold kosher, then the halach is, he's going to be kosher. So the Gemara, Rava had a havamino, that maybe it's talking about where this nekev was, lemata me'atara, and that's what Shmuel is discussing, but he said it can't be. So what must it be? Must be what happened in the atara itself. In fact, Itmar Nami Shmuel, in the second version of his memory, said Mefurish, Nikev Ba'atara Atzma. Rashi asks that up until this point in the sugya, wherever the Gemara is trying to figure out where this nekev was, so we're comparing and contrasting Lamata Me'atara and Lamayla Me'atara. So how come over here the Gemara says Ba'atara Atzma? It's much more of a Doichik Digoy Kimta. Just say it was Lamayla Me'atara, like we've said up until this point. So Rashi says, Al Derech Hapshat, you have to say, it's because what was Shmuel's examination? Shmuel said, Nekev, Nisna, we're trying to figure out now, is he a Ptua Dak or not? So let's see what happens when he's Raya Keri. If the Keri is going to push open the steamer, that means it's not a good steamer, he's a Ptua Dak, and if not, not. So Rashi says that the only time the Keri would have the ability to push open the steamer is if it's Lemata Me'a Gid. But if it's too high on the Gid, then anyways, just B'metzias, it would never happen. So it can't be that's what Shmuel was referring to. Avada the Halacha would be true, Lemayla Me'a Torah. But it just, the Metzias wouldn't be Shaykh. And that's why Rava's initial reaction was probably meant Lamata Me'atara. Because where else would this be Nogeya B'Metzias? Meaning Rava was halting Cheshbon, where we learned yesterday, where Lamata Me'atara is not a problem. But the reason he spoke it out over here is because the Metzias, you would think that's where it is. And that, the Teretz is, no, Shmuel meant a very specific Akimto. It was that Torah Atzma. Even in that Torah, the examination that Shmuel was suggesting, we'll see a little more about it in a moment, is something that is feasible, and as a result, must be Shmuel's halacha was that Torah, and it manami. In fact, Shmuel Taka said it in that vein. So, the Gemara. Sholach le'Rava, b'rei de'Rabba le'Rav Yosef. So, Rabba had a son, Rava, and he sent the question to Rav Yosef. The question was, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Rebbe, Heichi Avdinon, in the event that somebody had a nekev in his Atara Atzma, and it was Nistam. And now we're trying to figure out, is the person a Ptua Daka, is it not a Ptua Daka? So we have a Mitzorah from Shmuel the Amorah, from Shmuel the doctor, that there's a way to do it. Let's see what happens when he's Raya Keri. Is it going to push through the steamer? That means he's a Ptua Daka. If it's not going to push through the steamer, that means he's not a Ptua Daka. So the question was that there has to be some sort of examination. We have to determine whether the Keri will push through, well, won't push through. So the Shaila was, Heichi Avdinon. How do we go about it? Meaning, what are we going to do to make this person be Raya Keri? Now, just to explain the Shaila a little bit better, this person right now is a Sofik Petzua Daka. Because he's a Sofik Petzua Daka, he's also the Ishtai. So if he's also the Ishtai, you can't say, let's just find out what happens b'shas tashmish, because there's an issa tashmish right now, al tzveka deiraisa. So to figure it out in the ordinary way is not permissible. Therefore, we have to come up with a mahalach, and that was the question, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, that was sent to Rabbi Yosef. Amaleis, Rabbi Yosef said, this is what you do. Maisina nehamach chamim edesayri. You take hot barley bread, umanchinu le'abei pukri, and you put it on the nekev of Oisei Makoim, umikri, and that, the heat, is going to cause this person to be roya keri v'chazinu le'. And that's how we're going to figure out exactly what happened. In other words, we come up with a patent, and that's what we're supposed to do. Omer Abaya, Abaya said, I understand. Otu kuli alma Yaakov Avinu avoy. Well, every person's Yaakov Avinu. The Chziv Bey, it says regarding Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov said, Ruvein, my son, Ruvein, b'chayri yato. And he said, koichi v'reishis oini. Chazal said, you know what he meant? Yaakov did when he said Ruvein was reishis oini. Shalai ra, keri miyamav. That Yaakov Avinu was never roya keri. And what the Gemara is saying is, Yaakov Avinu was Yaakov Avinu. He's the great tzaddik, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Mitasei shleimo. So Yaakov Avinu was loy ra keri meyamav. But other people, kuliyama, are not like Yaakov Avinu. Which means it shouldn't be that a person would have to go to such great lengths in order to get him to be roya keri. So you have to take nahama chamima de sairi manchina le'abe pukri. B'chur, it should be a little more simple than that. Why do we have to go to such great lengths? Yeah, Yaakov Avinu enochanami. Abatu kuli alma Yaakov Avinu avoy elam Rabaya. So again, who asked this question to Rav Yosef? Abaya. So Abaya said, Rebbe, I'm going to tell you what I think he's supposed to do. Ma'abrin and kamei big day tzavoinim. You take big day tzavoinim, the begotten of an isha, you show it to this man. The begadim of the isha are going to cause the man to be maharer about the isha, and that's going to cause him to be roya keri. So Amar Rava, So if there's Abaye, there's Rav. Right? If there's Rav Yosef, there's Abaye, and if there's Abaye, there's Rav. So Rav heard what Abaye said. So he said, "Otu kuli amu Barzilei Hagiladihu." So Barzilei Hagiladi, he was someone that was shtufei zima, Rashi says. Shatuf bezima, b'lashin yachid. So he was someone that was shatuf bezima. A person like them, like him, if he would say big dates to Vainam Avanisha, it would cause him to be Raya Keri. But said Rav, a regular person, an upkehitin a yid, because he says big dates to Vainam Avanisha, that's going to cause him. Ella must be machvat gedshonim ekaras. A Rava defended Rabbi Yosef Pshat, and he said, "Must be the Pshat is really like Rabbi Yosef." Incidentally, of course, ain kan mekaymai. But Ramosha in his Chuvas and Igris Moshe, he proved a lot of things from this Gemara as it relates to IVF and, you know, these inyanim bedvarim shebetzina. Because you see that the Gemara didn't just say whatever; it was something that was necessary to come up with the precise mahalach in terms of this person being Raya Keri, even though it's being done with Toyeles, and even done, you know, it's being done for this person maybe to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Peruvu, and there's a Shailah Ptzuadaka. So there's a tremendous Toyeles over here that we're trying to figure out. This is not Cholila happening in a Oifen of Batala. And Afal Pikein, the Gemara went to great lengths to figure out what you could do, what you can't do. So Soisei Meris, you see from here that even though it's being done with Toyeles, it's not a Hefkervelt, and as a result, it has to be done with a cheshbon. Again, the income becoming ton of rabbanon. Nikev pasul. In the event that somebody has a nekev inside his gid, pasul, it's a problem, like we've been discussing. And the reason is mipnei who shoyseis, because even though the zera will be able to come out, but at the same time, it's going to be shoyseis; it won't be yerik chetz, and as a result, he won't be able to be moilit, which we know that's the criteria for the halachas of tzuadak and krushofka. This time, in the event that the nekev had a steam of kosher, it's going to be kosher mipnei shehu moilit, because now it's not shoyseis. So it is Yair Kechetz. He could have a child. Zeu says, the Braisa, Psul, Shechizel Lehechshera. This is an example of a Psul that can become kosher later. Meaning it's a Chiddush. You would think once there's a Nekev, Nesra, right? We're learning Yevamah still. So there's an idea. Maybe it's Asa forever. Kamash Bamon. This is an example of a Psul, Shechizel Lehechshera. So the Gemara says, Zehu. That word Zehu is an interesting word. Lemute Mai. It sounds like this is an example. Meaning you might think that there's something that's similar to this that's also a Psul, Shechizel Lehechshera. No. I'm telling you, Zok de Braise, Zehu. Only this. So the Gemara says, what's that other thing? A whole different sugi. Lemute Krum Sha'olam Achmas. Maka boreya, the enoi krum. So the reya are the lungs of the animal. And really, all the excitement as it relates to the sugis of treifas, glat bisyoisif, it all boils down to the reya. Now, one of the treifas in a reya is if there's a nekiv in the reya. So what happens if the reya had a nekiv, and then the nekiv was sealed? You would have thought that just like a nekiv in the gid, when it's sealed, would take a person from being up to a doctor to not being up to a doctor. It's a psul shechayzel lechshera. So you would think the same would be true in the reya. That's what the Braisa is saying. Zehu lamute mai lamute that halacha in hilchas treifas. Sholach le Rav Yidi bar Abban Abaye. Rav Yidi bar Abban sent the following question to Abaye. He said, "Heichi of dinon," meaning if somebody has a nekev inside his gate, if it's nistam, it's going to make him not be any longer up to a doctor. He wanted to know what's that surgical procedure that was done in order to make the person not up to a doctor. So Abaye sent back the following. He said, "My sinin sa'arta." The first thing you do is you take barley, umasartinale. And what they do is in that area where the gid is, they scrape it. The idea is for it to bleed so that it's going to develop a scab, which is going to help the area heal. Umasinan tarba. Then they would bring tarba, which is chelav, that's fat. Veshaifinan, they would rub the area. Umasinan shumshama gamla. Rashi says it's a large ant. And they would cause it to bite the area. Then they would cut off the head of the ant, and it would remain there. And that's what would plug the nekev. Vidavka sa'arta, Abaye said, you have to use sa'irim in order to cause them to bleed. But if you're going to use iron, mizrazar, if it's going to cause the area to swell up, it's actually going to have a negative effect. Additionally, immediately cut. And the only time this works is if the nekev was a nekev cut. And if it's a larger nekev, fully mikvul, then again, it's not going to work, because eventually the stima is going to end up being undone anyway. Zokta Gemara. Amar Rabba Barafuna. Hamatal mai b'shtei mekoymus. If somebody has a nekev inside his gid, and when he's matal mayim, not moitzi zera, he's matal mayim, he is matal mayim from both of these mekoymus. So the halacha is, this person is pasul, he's considered pasul, meaning he has a din of a p'tzua daka. The fact that he's matal mayim b'shtei mekoymus, that's a simen muvik that this person's a p'tzua daka. Amar Rava, so Rava heard what Rabba bar Rafuna said, and he commented, leis hilchas oleike brava leike abba. The halacha is not like the son, Rabba, who is the son of Rav Huna, Rabbi by Rav Huna, and the halacha is also nish vi the tata Rav Huna. So what did the tata Rav Huna say? So first, the Gemara says, bro, when Rav said the halacha is not like the bro Hadamar, he meant this halacha, that if someone's not on my mishnei mekoymos, he's possible. What did Abba say? So Rav Huna said a lot of halachas, but this is an inyan that's shtickle me inyan le inyan, and that is the Amr Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, noshim hamasoylu le zubazu. If there are two noshim, there are two women who have a relationship with each other. So psuleis likuhuna, they become possible likuhuna. Va'afilu the Rabbi Lazar, and says the Gemara that even Rabbi Lazar, the Amar holds Pani Abal Pnuy Shloim L'Shem Mishus Hazazayna, and said Rava that Loch is not like this Ravuna, and even according to Rabbi Lazar that holds that Pani Abal Pnuya is Hazazayna, Rabbi Lazar, whose shita we've seen many times in Yavamis, who is the most machmer when it comes to the halachic definition of a zayna, he holds Pani Abal Pnuya. Even that already makes a woman into a zayna. Avahani Mili Ish. That's only if it's a man. Aval Ishna. If it's a woman, Pritzus Ba'alma. All it is a Maisa Pritzus Ba'alma, and if it all is a Maisa Pritzus Ba'alma, it would never make him, it would never make the woman into a zayna. So Rava said that Rabbi Barafuna, the son's halacha, Amatomai Mishnei Mekoyim is possible. We don't pass him like that. And the Tata Ravuna's halacha, that Noshim Hamasoy Loizu Bezu Psule Sakahuna, that if there are two Noshim that are Mizana with each other, that they would be possible like Kahuna, that's also not true. And even Rabbi Loza, that holds Pone Abala Pnuya, but not a Pnuya Abala Pnuya. Two Noshim not. A Bashab Shad is, Valsanishkai Maises Nus, and because it's not a Maises Nus, it's not a real Maisabiyah, therefore the halacha is, it would not render into a Zoyna. It's actually interesting just to read the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Eben Ezra Simin Chaf says Noshim Hamesoylelois Zu Bezu. This inyan awesome. It's aser Umi Maisei Eretz Mitzrayim Sheh Huzharnu Olav. And the makar to the iser is because it's Mi Maisei Eretz Mitzrayim. So what does the Mechaber mean? So the Goyin in Bir Agra, he's Mitzayin Ateres Kayanim. That's on a pasuk in Parshas Achrimos. So Parshas Achrimos and Kedoshim are the two parishes where the Torah talks about the Arayas. When the Torah prefaces the parish of the Arayas, it says, "Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe leimer, Dabar ben Yisrael ben Yomar Taleim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem." And then it goes into all the arayas. But the hakdama to the parish of the arayas is a yid is not allowed to do kemaise eretz mitzrayim, and a yid is not allowed to do kemaise eretz kanan. So the goyim says it's a really a teiras kayanim. That what the shulchan aruch means to say is that the reason noshim hamisoyl loizu bezu is aser is not because it's a bia. It's not. It doesn't fit into any one of the arayas mentioned in the Torah. Or it was Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim and Maisa Canaan. Because in Mitzrayim, things like this took place. And in Eretz Canaan, things like this took place. And there's a lot in the Torah. Ke Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishachnu Bo Loisasu. U Ke Maisa Eretz Canaan, Asher Animei Ve'eschem Shomo Loisasu. U V'chukaseyem Loiseleichu. And it's for that reason it's going to be awesome. Now, based on the Goyin, it would almost sound like it's a Din Deiraisa. Stating that, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'ro'i L'hakoysa Makas Maritus. Shulchan Aruch says that we give Makas Maridos Hayul Va'asu Isser, which makes it sound like it's not a Isser Deiraisa, that this whole Drosha and this Festa Goyin and this Teiris Goyin is really only an Asmachta Ba'alma. Then the Mechaber says, V'yeshla Ishla Hakbet Al Ishtoy Midavar Zeh, U'mayneya Hanoshim Hayiduois Bekach, Milihikonesla U'milotzes Hiyaleim. Either way, Rav Huna took this halacha to such an extreme and said, Noshim hamasoy lo yizu bezu asa kizoyna. And Rav said, the halacha is not like him, and you should know even Rabbi Lazar, who holds pana abal apnuya, at the end of the day, it's masoy lo yizu, it's kemaiser, it's Mitzrayim. But in order to be possible like kohuna, she'd have to be a halala, and a halala would only happen if there was a maisa bia. A maisa bia, that already it's not going to. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. So we're going to continue to discuss the halachas of Pitzua Daka and Krush Shavcha. Pitzua Daka and Krush Shavcha mutarim b'giyoris u'mishochreris. So it says in the Torah, Yovah, Pitzua Daka, Krush Shavcha, b'kal Hashem. However, the Mishnah says, a Pitzua Daka and a Krush Shavcha are allowed to marry a giyoris or a shivcha knanis ha'mishochreris ve'eino nasurin ella lovei b'kal. The only thing they can't do is what the Pasuk says. They can't marry b'kal Hashem. Remember, how do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Yovah, Pitzua Daka, Krush Shavcha, b'kal Hashem. In other words, the Mishnah is being medayik L'shoyne Yazov, Shalatayra. And the Mishnah is saying, it doesn't say that a Yid is not allowed to marry Ptsu Adaka. It says, L'yovei Ptsu Adaka u'krushovcha b'kal Hashem. So really, the criteria to be included, incorporated in the Isra Ptsu Adaka and Krushovcha is if you're considered Kal Hashem. The time of the Mishnah holds that Kahal Gerim Lo Yikri Kal, that the Gerim are not considered Kal Hashem. So if they're not considered Kal Hashem, they're actually not included in the Isser of Psu Adaka and Krushavcho, and that's the halachas of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says it really in two ways, which it always does. Giyayres, and a mishuchreres. A geyores is a regular geyores. A mishuchreres is a yvedes keichavim that became a shivcha knanis, which is a geyores b'miktsas. When she's mishuchreres, when she has her shichur, then she becomes a full-fledged yid. It's really the same difference. A geyores and a mishuchreres are both not considered kal Hashem. And that's why the Mishnah says they're not included in this lois sase. Zok to Gemara. Bo minei merav shneishes. So the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Sheishes the following question. Ptua dako, koyin. What happens if you have a koyin, a ptua dako? Mao b'gyaris and mishukheres. Is he too allowed to marry a gyaris and mishukheres? Or is he not allowed to marry a gyaris and mishukheres? Meaning, the Mishnah said a ptua dako kru shofcho are allowed to marry a gyaris and mishukheres. The question, however, was, what about a ptua dako koyin? So what's the shaila? The shaila is because a koyin is never allowed to marry a geyores. A koyin is never allowed to marry a mishuchreres. Machlokes Rishayin, why? Rashi L'shitasei speaks out here, what he spoke at earlier in the Masechta, that the reason is because a geyores was once an avedes kechavim, thus she's becheska zayina, and a koyin is not allowed to marry a zayina. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So the question was, a ptsuadaka ordinarily is allowed to marry a geyores and a mishuchreres. What about a ptsuadaka koyin? Do we say that being that he's a koyin, not, or maybe, being that he's a Petsua Daka, yeah. So what would be the Svara that if he's a Petsua Daka, it should be different? Says the Gemara, Pik tu shase koi vaser. Do we say at the end of the day he's a koi is not a marry a zoino? Thus, he can never marry Geris and Mishukheris. Thus, even if it's a Petsua Daka, it's going to be the same. Iduma, here's the punchline. Lav pik tu shase koi. It could be when a person becomes a Petsua Daka, not only does it impact his ability, love it, Bekal Hashem, but if he's a koi and he loses his Kedushas Kohuna. And as we'll see in a minute, maybe if he's a Yisrael, he loses even some Kedushas Yisrael. But it could be an impact his Kedusha. If it impacts his Kedusha, then maybe all these surim that are related to Kayanim are not going to be a problem. And by the way, the Rishonim speak out that it's mistaber, that the same question that was asked to Rav Sheishes of Ptua Daku Mal B'Giyaris would be Mal B'Grusha, Mal B'Chalutza, all the different women that a Kayan is not allowed to marry. The essence of the question is, when a Kayan becomes a Ptua Daku, does he maintain his Kedusha? Or does he lose his kedusha? Amalei Rav Sheishes. So Rav Sheishes said, "Tenisua, I have a raya from a brisa. The brisa says p'tzua daka yisrael. If you have yisrael, that's p'tzua daka, not a koyin. P'tzua daka yisrael muta b'nesina. The halacha is he's allowed to marry a nesina. So who's a nesina? The truth is, in the coming dafin, the Gemara is going to discuss the nesinim in greater detail. But for now, what we need to know is that when Yeshua ben Nun entered Eretz Yisrael after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, so he was told very, very clearly, and he commanded the Yidden, Loi Sechaya Kol Nesham, that every single person that was a member of the seven nations, they were going to have to be killed. Now, the Olam, Kemuvin, some of them were scared, and they tried figuring out a way to save their lives. One of the seven nations was Chivi. There was a group of people from Chivi that dressed up as if they were from some other Ummah. They came to Yeshua ben Nun, Shalom Aleichem, we'd like to join the Jewish people, Shamu Am Yirgazun, Chilach Az Yoshe Pelashis, we heard all about the tremendous Nisim and Aflois, Vayishma Yisroi, we also heard, and they said, we want to come to Megayir, we want to be Tachas Kanfei Hashchin. So this was there. And Yeshua ben Nun didn't realize that they were from the Zion Ummahs, and he was Mekabel them as Geir. Then afterwards, he found out who they really were. And when he found out who they were, so he subjected them to have a very specific job. They should be the Vasatregis and the Holzhackers. And the Pasuk says, Vayitnein Yeshua. Yeshua placed them, and this was the position that he gave them. And because it says Vayitnein, they go down in history known as the Nesinim. Mikra says, Eina Yomer Shtikel Eladur Suni. But again, we'll talk about this more in the coming dafin. What we need to know for right now is that the way Rashi learns the Sugya is that really the Nesinim, these Chevra were Megayer. And as a result, the Geirus was a proper Geirus Midei Raisa. However, Midrabanon, at some point in history, they were disallowed from being part of the Jewish people, and thus, whenever you talk about people that a Yid's not allowed to marry, so you have the Mamzer, and you have all the whole list. So somehow, this Nusin, that's the male version, and the Nesina, that's the Frey, they somehow get mixed into this. So there's a Brice over here that's talking about a Nesina, who again, for our purposes, is going to be someone that's Aser, Lavoi, Bikal, Midrabana. Ptsuadaki Yisrael is mutav in Nesina. So let him marry Nesina. So Rav Sheshe said, to me this is very similar to the Shaila Ptsuadaka Koyin marrying a Geyeres. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that after a person becomes a Ptsuadaka, he maintains his Kedusha, so the Yid would still have Kedushas Yisrael. So if that's the case, then why is he mutav in Nesina? Isn't there an Isser for a Yid to marry a member of the Zion Umois? Elamai must be, it's because it's not Bikdusha Seikai, because he's a Ptua Daka, so somehow he loses his Kedusha, and if he loses his Kedusha, that's why the Islay, the Schatimam is not going to be in effect. This was Rav Sheshes' Rai. So Amar Rava, Rava said, I understand this whole Tushta, why? Ata Hasam Mishum Kedusha, Vlav Kedusha, when the Braisa says that, when the Chazal said that a Yid is not allowed to marry Nesina and nothing to do with Kedushas Yisrael. The essence of it was not Kedushas Yisrael. In fact, the whole Isser, better, of Loi Teschatim Bam had nothing to do with Kedushas Yisrael. What's the inyan of Loi Teschatim Bam? Duma Moilet Ben, V'ozel Polach L'Avedes Kechon. Torah actually says very clearly, the reason you're not allowed to intermarry is because we're afraid that the child is going to end up being an Oved Avedes Zara. Now, if that's the case, V'hani Milu B'yoysam Oved Kechon, that's only a problem when the Oved Kechon, Ki Megayri Be Yisrael Shari. However, once the Megayr, at that point, really, it shouldn't be an issue anymore. At that point, it should be Mutter. Meaning, the reason there's an Isra of Loi Teschatim has nothing to do with Kedusha per se. That's not because you're a Yid. Meaning, Kedusha is a nuance within what it means to be a Yid. A Kayin can't marry a Zayna because he has Kedusha's Kahuna. Yeah, there's certain things that maybe all Yidin, Bonim Atam L'Hashem Aleikeichem, L'Hashem Aleikeichem, L'Hashem Aleikeichem, L'Hashem Aleikeichem, L'Hashem Aleikeichem, where Kedusha, there's a certain Inyan that is the cause behind it. But the Isra Loi Teschatimam is not because of some unique Kedusha, it's because you're a Yid. So a Ptua Daka, even if he doesn't have Kedusha's Yisrael on some level, of a Yid he is, no one said he's not a Yid, so there's no reason he wouldn't be included in the lab of Loi Teschatim. So to shtel tzu Ptua Daka to marrying an Asino or to intermarrying, has nothing to do with the Shaila Ptua Daka Kain. Ptua Daka Kain is a question, how does his status of Ptua Daka impact his Kedusha? The Shaila Ptua Daka Yisrael marrying an Asino has nothing to do with the Isra Loi Teschatim. There's no reason Loi Teschatim should be any different. So if that's the case, so why is Ptua Daka Mutter bin Asino? The reason is for a whole different reason. It's because Rabbanon who the Gazer rule, because the whole Isra to marry an Asino, like we said, is only in the Rabbanon. The Gazer who Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon were Gazer, was Behanach to Bnei Elude, they were only guys of people are able to have children, but being that this person can't have children anyways, so it's for that reason the Rabbanon were never guys there. Meaning, if the Isser to marry an Asina would be an Isser de Raisa, then a Ptua Daka Yisrael would be also an Asina, because a Ptua Daka has to put on tefillin, a Ptua Daka has to keep Shabbos, a Ptua Daka has the love of Loi Teschatim. Loi Teschatim is not related to a Kedusha that maybe Ptua Daka is somehow going to impact. It's related to the fact you don't have children that are going to be Oif Deva Yidazar. It says Mefurish in the Torah what it's related to. I mean, you could have heard a Havamin that's related to Kedusha, but that's what the Gemara says. Read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that it really has nothing to do with that. So why then is a Ptua Daka Yisrael Mutav Nesina? Because the whole Isser of Nesina is only in Isser Rabbanon. And being that the Rabbanon were Mesakin, Kein Dei Rais, like they always are, so the reason they would have incorporated Nesinim in this Isser the Rabbanon is probably because of children. So this person can't have children anyways, so they never included him in the Isser. Now, on the Torah level, it's in the Isser Dei Rais, but on the Rabbanon level, they can do things like this. As for that reason, this is Gibeid Halacha, but the bottom line is it has nothing to do with the Shaila Ptua Daka Kayin. That's related to Kedushas Kahuna. So that's a good Shaila that they asked Rav Sheshet. Of Rav Sheshet, you're telling Ptua Daka Yisrael to the Isser Nesinim and to the Lava Leit Teschatim, one has nothing to do with the other. But the Gemara says like this. So you're telling me, basically, that the reason a Ptua Daka Yisrael is Mutav Nesina is because the Isser Nesina is only an Isser the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon were only geyser in the event that the Iker Chashash of Loi Teschatim on the Deiraisa level would apply. It doesn't apply by a Ptua Daka because he can't be Moil. That's the definition of Ptua Daka, and therefore it's not included. But the Gemara says, this doesn't really work. You know why? Because El Meyat, a Mamzer, the Bari Ludi, who is able to have children, Hachin Amida Aser. Meaning, it should be Aser for a Mamzer for a Mamzer to marry a Nesina. Why should it be also for a Mamzer to marry a Nesina? Because a Mamzer could have a child, and therefore it should be a problem. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Mamzer and Nesina, Mutar and Lovis, Evazah, and a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Nesina. Meaning, there has to be more than meets the eye here. You can't just simply say, oh, Ptua, Daki, Yisrael, Mutav and Nesina, because he's not a Bari Ludi. True, it explains this halacha, no question about it. But at the same time, there's another halacha that it doesn't explain, and it's Mestabah, these two halachas that are, at first glance, hard to explain, probably have one explanation that explains both of them. So the Gemara says, now the pshat's like this, Alaki Gazer Rabbanu Bikshayrim, the Psulim Loi Gazer. You have to say that even though the Rabbanu were Gazer on an Asina, but they were only Gazer on an Asina for a person that's a kosher, but as it relates to a person that's a apostle, they were never Gazer, and it's for that reason Ptsua Daka is Mutter Ben Asina, and it's for that reason that a Mamzer is Mutter Ben Asina. Has nothing to do with the ability to have children, the inability to have children. What it has to do with is the Rabbanim were only Geyser, on Kshem they weren't Geyser on Psalm. Why? Why would the Rabbanim not be Geyser on Psalm? So Rashi says, Tu Pshatim. The first Pshat Rashi says is because to be apostles is a Milsa Dolei Shchicha. A Ptsua Daka is a Milsa Dolei Shchicha, especially in terms, in light of all the technical criteria that the Gemara came out with on Daf Ayin Hey, and to be a Mamzer is also a Milsa Dolei Shchicha, and partially by a Milsa Dolei Shchicha, Loi Gazru Bei Rabbanon, says the Gemara. So again, Bo Minim Rav Sheshes. The Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Sheshes the question, Ptsua Daka Koyin, is he allowed to marry Gioris? Is he allowed to marry Shechakos? The Mishnah said Ptsua Daka is allowed to marry Gioris Mishukrebs. What if he's a Koyin? What's the Shaiva? It's Ptsua Daka, it's not a problem, but maybe else Koyin it should be a problem. So what's the tzad that it should be mutter? Because maybe a Ptsua Daka loses his Ketuchas Kuna. So Rav Sheshes said, I have a raya. My raya is from a Ptsua Daka Yisrael, that's Mutter Ben Asino. So Ptsua Daka Yisrael is Mutter Ben Asino, must be that a Ptsua Daka loses his Ketuchas Yisrael, and that's why all of a sudden the love of Leitas Chatimbam doesn't apply. So if the Ptsua Daka Yisrael loses his Kedushas Yisrael, hence there's no love of Leitas Chatin, it's mistabe that the Ptsua Daka Koyin would lose his Kedushas Kuhuna, and there'd be no Issa Zoyna either. That was what Rav Sheshes said. And the Gemara said that Amar Rava, Rava said, Rav Sheshes, I don't understand the Tushtel, the two sugis have nothing to do with each other. The halacha of Leitas Chatin has nothing to do with Kedushas Yisrael. It's partially related to what's going to happen in the event that there's going to be a child. So if it has nothing to do with Kedushas Yisrael, then it is not a tzushtal to the shayla of Ptsua Daka Koyin, Mao, Pigiyaris, because that has to do with Kedushas Kuna. So the Gemara says, Hada, my Rava was chayser. Even though Rava said so gishmak, but Rava was chayser from his taina. Rava said, Lav milsehi. I disagree. That bioison oivde kechavim leslu chasnus, niskairu isnu chasnus. Meaning, Rava said that this that I thought, that the halacha of Ptsua, that halacha of Leitas Chatein is not Alz Kedusha. He said it can't be. It actually, I think, has to be Alz Kedusha. You know why? Because it says Leitas Chatein. And if it says Leitas Chatein, that means it sounds like it's shaykh for them to be able to get married. Now, if we're talking about a regular Ivedes Kechavim, then L'chaira, there's no chasnus anyways. It wouldn't be possible for them to get married. But Karchach we're talking about where somebody was Megayer. Now, if somebody was Megayer, why would there be an Isser? The person was Megayer, so you don't have to worry anymore about what's going to be with the Banim. But Karchach Shteita in Pasig, that there's a Musig, sometimes that would be an Isra of Leitas Chatein, even Lachageiros. That can't be Alts the Banim, that must be Alts the Kedusha. That's the way Rashi seems to explain the Gemara. So it is Alts Kedusha. If it is Alts Kedusha, then it very much is a Tzushta. So first, Rava's reaction was, what are you telling to Leitas Chatein to a Kayin who's not allowed to marry a Zayna? A Bahadam a Rava. Rava said, Lav Nusihi. I think it's a Tais. Because if we're talking about where the woman is in a Yehudis, and that's the case, then it wouldn't pass to say Leitas Chatein. The word Leitas Chatein is a Lashon of Chassos. It means there was a Chassana, which seems to apply there was even a Tfisas Kedushin, which means there was a Geiris, which means that the Isser is not just related to the child because there was a Chassana over here. So what's the problem? Elamai, Bal Karchach, the Isser is related to some sort of Kedushin, which, by the way, would then imply that the Isser Nesina maybe is an Isser Deiraisa. The Gemara is going to come off of this. But at this point in the Cheshbon, it sounds like maybe it's even Isser Deiraisa. But the bottom line is that Rava, I hear Rav Sheshes, maybe the Tzushta. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef said, you're going to tell me that every time it says tischatein, it's a lashon of chasnus. So Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha. The pasuk says, "Vayischatein shloimoi es bas paroi melech Mitzrayim, vayikach es bas paroi vayiviel er David at kaloisoi livnoi es beisoi v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu." So it sounds like that Shloima Melech got married to Bas Paroi, and it says Vayischatein. Now Bas Paroi was the daughter of Paroi; she wasn't a Jewish woman, so how was he able to marry her? And still, it says Vayischatein. So you see, the word Vayischatein could be in Avedis Kechavim. Lav Dafka doesn't apply there was a Geirus, but the Gemara says no. Can you re Geira? He was Megayer. He was Megayer Bas Paroi. Faith the Gemara like Kiblu Geirin Levi Mei David VeLevi Mei Shleim. Doesn't Chazal say in so many different places that in the times of David HaMelech, in the times of Shlomo, they were Makabel Geirim? Someone says, yeah, that's true. But me, the Hutaimel, think of the reason. What's the reason they were Makabel Geirim, they made David, they made Shlomo? It's because the only time Geirus works is if you know that the Geirus is sincere. But in the event that you're not sure that this person's being Megayah for the right reasons, you can't be Makabel the Geirim. Be made David, be made Shlomo, the Yidden were Beruma Mailo. And because it was cool and it was the thing to be at that time, Tzan Ayid. So any person that was Megayer, you're just not sure how sincere it is. So like Kiblu Gerim, Loibi May David, Loibi May Shlomi, because maybe the reason you're being Megayer is because you push and want to step up on the social ladder. Oh, but says the Gemara, but she was Bas Paroi. And because she was Bas Paroi, so therefore it wasn't a Gaya. So the Gemara says that La'olam, the reason it says Vayishatin Shlem is Bas Paroi is because he was Megayer, and really Chasnus is always a Lashon of marriage. Says the Gemara v'teipekle, but still I have a problem. How could Vayishatin mean that Shloima married Bas Paroi? The mitzvah Rishayna, wasn't she a mitzvah Rishayna? She was a first generation Egyptian woman. What does that mean? Because we know that the only time you're allowed to marry a Mitzri is if it's already a drittedar. We're going to learn a lot more about that in the coming daffin. So L'chayra, she was a Mitzri Shaina. If she's a Mitzri Shaina, then L'chayra, how is it okay? So the Gemara said, you can tell me, maybe the Egyptians that were living in Egypt at the time of Shlomo HaMelech were not the Egyptians that the Torah says you're not allowed to marry into until the Dar Shlishi. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Tanu Rabbi Yehuda, he said, I had a friend. He was one of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, none of the Yema. His name was Minyamin Ger Mitzri. Omar, he said as follows, Ani Mitzri Rishon. By the way, probably not from the 24,000 Talmidim that perished during Sfiras Omer. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda was one of the five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva started teaching Torah Tzimtzeitim all in the south. So if he's one of the Chaverim of Rabbi Yehuda, that means he's not from those Talmidim Rabbi Yehuda. He's from the second set of Talmidim. But the bottom line is, this is what Minyamin Ger Mitzri used to say. Ani Mitzri Rishayim. He said, I'm a first generation Mitzri. V'nosasi Mitzris Rishayna. And I found a pasuk of Geshidduch. I married a Mitzris Rishayna. Asi Labri Mitzris Shniya. My son who's going to be a Mitzri Sheini, I'm going to find for him a Mitzris Shniya. Kidei, Shei Ben Benis. Like this, my Einaklech. They're going to be already Roy Lover Beka. Now, this is in the times of Rabbi Yehuda. This is way after Shloima Melech. And still, you see, they're reckoning Zich with Mitzri and Rishon and Sheini and Shlishi. I, San Cher, was Mavalba the Umois. So must be, this is already different. So again, really, we're left with a little bit of a kasha over here. What's the kasha? So Shlomo HaMelech, it says Vayischatein, he married her. How was he able to marry Bas Paroi? Oh, he was Megayer her. Okay, so she had Geirus, but still, she's a Mitzris Rishayna. What about that? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Papa said, Anan Mishlomo Leikov and also asking kashas from Shlomo HaMelech. Can't ask any kashas from these psukim. This Gemara is a very hard Gemara to understand, but the Gemara says Shlomo Lo Nosev Midi. Midi, Shlomo didn't get married. The Chsiv Bey, it says by Shlomo the following pasuk. The nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not allowed to intermarry with, because we're afraid that maybe they get a course in your heart. Shlomo HaMelech was mistabik with those nations, and the reason he did it was le'ahava. And it seems like he did it poshet le'ahava, which Rashi says, v'loy le'ishos. It wasn't even le'ishos. So the whole story with Shlomo HaMelech never got married. This was not marriage. All this was la'hava. So the Gemara says, el akasha vayischatin. So again, we're coming full circle. So what does vayischatin mean? The Gemara is assuming right now vayischatin means a lashon chasnus. Ay, Shlomo HaMelech. Yeah, he was megayer her, but now we're stuck because then she's anyways a mitzvah rishayna. So the Gemara was forced to say that what does it mean? It was la'hava. So again, hodra kush l'duchte, what does it mean vayischatin? Shlomo says the Gemara, mitoicha hava yischatin. Because Shlomo HaMelech had so much ahava, he had ahava yisera towards Bas Paroi. Mal olav akos of kilo neschatim, but the Torah considers it as if he had gotten married to her. But the bottom line is, that's what the Gemara said, that Hodar Amar Rava, Rava said, that as it relates to the original question, again, Bo Minei, Mei Rav Sheshes, they asked Rav Sheshes, P'tzua Dako, Koyim, Mao, Bigiyoris, Mishukheres. The question was, P'tzua Dako is also love of B'kal Hashem. Does that mean he even loses his Kedusha? So if you have Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, that's Negeya Kedusha. It's Negeya not being a Yid. Or it's Negeya some specific level and degree of Kedusha. How would it impact? For example, Koyim, his Kedusha's Kuhuna says that he's not going to marry his Zayna, Grusha, Chalolo. So what would be the Aloch now if he's a P'tzua Dako? This is the question that was asked to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, I have a tzushtel. The tzushtel is p'tzua daka yisrael muta benesino. And if a p'tzua daka yisrael is muta benesino, zoysay meris, that must be a raya that he loses his kedushas yisrael, because otherwise he would be asa benesino. Rava came, guns blazing. He said, vas, achaba grace akasha, hodam Rava lav milsi. Rava afterwards, eventually was nachis, and he was masking, it seems, from the cheshbet agamara to Rav Sheshes, and that is, that there's a raya from the fact that p'tzua daka yisrael is muta benesino, so too a p'tzua daka koyen would be mutter Big Yoyres. Zok the Gemara, one last Knech, Amale Ravino le Rav Ashi. So Ravino told Rav Ashi, meaning we have a Braisa that says, Pitzua Daka is Mutav in Asino. That was the Braisa that Rav Sheish has brought to be Poshet the Shaila that the Bnei Yeshiva asked him. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, you have a Kash from our Mishnah. But Nantana, and the Mishnah said, Pitzua Daka, Ukrush Shavcha, Mutarim Big Yoyres, Umeshukhreres. It sounds like a regular Giyoris and Meshacheris is Mutter. Habin Asina Asiri. It sounds like really an Asina is going to be Asir, which if that's true, it's not like the Braisa. Amalei, Rav Ashi told Ravino, Litamech, according to you, Eim HaSeifa. Look at the Seifa. Ve'inu Nasurin, Elo, Milovoi Bekal. Meaning, you can't marry someone that was born a Yid. Habin Asina Ashari. It sounds like an Asina would be excluded. It's not considered Kal. Again, we'll see more about the Asina in the coming Dafin. So, Bezrat Hashem, hopefully this will be all clearer. But the Gemara says, El Mihalak, El Mishma, Mina. Must be, if the Reish is Mashma one way and the Seif is Mashma another way. So, what does that mean? It means you can't prove anything, not from the Reishna or from the Seif. So, we'll just learn the Mishnah and start what's going to be the sugya of the coming dafin, which we'll see is very much in Yonah D'Yoyma, fascinatingly so. But just for now, just the Mishnah, and then we'll speak at a little bit of raid. It says, Zok Tehilig Mishnah, Amoini Umayavi Asurin. It says in the Torah, Lo Yovei Amoini Umayavi Bekal Hashem. Gam Deir Asiri Lo Yovei Lehen Bekal Hashem Adoyim. A Yid's not let him marry a descendant of Amoin Umayav. Says the Mishnah, Amoini Umayavi Asurin, their Aser, the Isur on Isser Oilam. And the Isser is an Isser that's going to be forever. Okay. Avon Nekevois Seyem Mutarois Meyad. But the Nekevois of Amun Umayav, Amoini, Vole Amoinis, Mayavi, Veloi Mayavis, they're going to be Mutar immediately. Mitzri Vadoimi. As it relates to people that come from Mitzri and Adoimi. Einon Asurim, Ela Ad Shloisha Doiris. They too, when they're Megai originally, it's going to be a problem. But like Minyam and Gera Mitzri, it's the first generation, the second generation. By the third generation, it's not a problem. The Pasuk says, Le Tesaiv Adoimi Ki Ochichohu, Le Tesaiv Mitzri, Ki Gero Yisa Ba'arza. Bonim Asher Yivoldu Lehem, Tor Shlishi, Yovoi Lehem Bekal Hashem. And over here, the Mishnah says, Echod Zecharim Ve'echad Nekevas. So by Amun Umayav, there's a difference between the Zecharim and the Nekevas. But when it comes to Mitzri Vadoimi, it's all the same. Echad Zecharim Ve'echad Nekevas. Reb Shimon Matres and Nekevas Miyad. The Mishnah said, the Reb Shimon said that just like by Amun Umayav, the Nekevas Amutter, so too, when it comes to Edoim and Mitzrayim, the Nekevas are also going to be Mutter. Reb Shimon said, I'll tell it to you, Kal V'chayim Advarim. My, but Makom Shasar is Ascharim Mister Oilam. Hitters and Nekevas Miyad. Madachat Amun Umayav with the Ascharim Aser forever. Still the Nekevas Amutter immediately. So Makom Shloy Aser as Ascharim Elad Shloisha Doyrois. So the Adoimi and Mitzri, where even the Scharma only also for three generations, in addition not to Sanakavis Miyad, doesn't it seem reasonable that the Nakavish be mutter right away? Amalei, they told him as follows: Im halacha nekabel. If you know this, the Messiah, this Reb Shimon by Yechai talking. Im halacha nekabel. But the Im ledin, if you're saying this based on your Kal V'chomer, yesh tshuva, then already we can ask kashas on your Kal V'chomer. Amalei, so he told him, I'll just. So it doesn't matter what kind of pirchas you might have, I'm letting you know there's a halacha. Now what was this kasha that could have been asked? And if there's pirchas on it, then why would Reb Shimon even speak out to Kal V'chaymer? So obviously there is a Kal V'chaymer. You also see from here in the Mishnah itself already that there's a kasha on the Kal V'chaymer. That's already going to be one of the topics of the coming Dafin. But just to end with a raid bite, which is really paying forward, because the Ha'ara is Negeya, the Mishnah that we just learned, and really the Sugya that's coming. And that is the Isser for a Yid to marry an Amoini or Mayavi, and then the Isser for a Yid to marry a Mitzri and an Adoimi. The Torah says, Lo Yovoi Amoini Umayavi Bekal Hashem, Gam Doir Asiri, Lo Yovoi Lehem Bekal Hashem Adoilon. It says that an Amoini and Mayavi are also Lovei Bekal Hashem, not just them, but even Doir Asiri is Lo Yovei Lehem Bekal Hashem. Now just to clarify, if someone from Amun Umayav wants to be Megayer, the Geiris is a Geiris, there's no question. He could be Megayer, there's just an Isser that he's Lo Yovei Bekal Hashem. Which means, by the way, Kobi can get married. He can marry a Giyoris. He can marry a Mishukhreris. Again, we'll learn the sugyas together. But we already saw in our Mishnah, it says in the Torah, Yovei Ptsua Dako, Krushovcha Bekal Hashem. Yet, a Ptsua Dako and a Krushivcha, maybe even a Kayin, is Mutter Begiyoris or Mishukhreris. So the Amoini Mayavi would be Loigara. But the point is, an Amoini Mayavi could be Megayar. But it says in the Torah that Gam Doira Siri, Lo Yovei Lehem Bekal Hashem, Ad Oilam. Now, the truth is that this Amoini Mayavi is never allowed to marry in. It says, Ad Oilam. We just learned the Mishnah. Amayni umayavi asurin v'isuron Israel. But the Torah mysteriously says gam derasiri lo yavoy lehem bekal Hashem adoylam. So here's the question. Why does it say in the pasuk gam derasiri? Even the 10th generation, even the 100th generation, it's adoylam. So if it's adoylam, why would the pasuk emphasize gam derasiri? The Emes says, if you look one pasuk earlier in the Torah, it says lo yavoy manzer bekal Hashem gam derasiri lo yavoy bekal Hashem. Here too, the Torah says gam derasiri. And by the way, this pasuk doesn't even say that the Isser is adoylam. Stating that, the Sefri says that just like Ba'i Lo'yovei Amoyni Me'yavi B'kal Hashem, it means Adoylam. So too, when it says Lo'yovei Mamza B'kal Hashem, it also means Adoylam. But here the Torah doesn't even say Adoylam. Here the Torah says, Gam Der Asiri Lo'yovei Lo'y B'kal Hashem. So the question is that why is the Torah emphasizing, why is the Torah being madgish, this number of Gam Der Asiri? I looked around in the Rishonim, and the Rishonim don't seem to say a Pashit Pshat. But I saw in the Ksav v'Hakabbalah, which was written by the great Goyim Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, so in the Ksav v'Hakabbalah, one of the 19th century Goyim, so he asks this question, and he says that why is it that the Torah emphasized the Deir Asiri? So says the Ksav v'Hakabbalah, l'divreyem, Deir Asiri da'amakra, the reason the Torah mentions Deir Asiri, it's k'moy Deiros Rabbos. It's just the Torah's way of saying many generations. Lefi, shemispar eser hu soif ha'achadim. The number 10 is the last of the single digits, or it's the first of the double digits. V'roshe ho'asiriyos, l'chein ribuy ha'mispar bazeh Hashem b'stam. Therefore, whenever the Torah wants to talk about a big number, the Torah will use the number 10. And he gives a few examples. Doim lezeh, aseres moinim, va'afu eser nashim eser pamim tachli muni k'moish omah Rashbam be'ilu ha'makayim. He says, take a look at the Rashbam at all these different places, and that's what the Rashbam says. So the Ksav HaKabbalah says it's just because that's the derech sometimes of the Torah. The Torah will mention Deir Asiri or the number 10 when it's referring to something that's many. So that's what the pasuk is trying to say. Lo yovei mamze bekal Hashem gam Deir Asiri. It doesn't matter how many generations there are. Lo yovei amoyni me'avi bekal Hashem gam Deir Asiri. Now, Torah had to tell me pasuk to know the halacha. So by amun umoyev, it said adoyim, and that's already a gilu in what it means by mamze too. But the point is, this inyan of lo yovei mamze bekal Hashem gam Deir Asiri hotapirish, so hotapshat. Why? Because that's just another way of saying many, many generations. We saw in the Mishnah that there's another two nations who were mekabel gerim from them, but at the same time, they're also limited in terms of their ability, lover b'kal Hashem. And that's the Adoimi and the Mitzri. And again, Tzendritimo, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to talk about this in a lot more detail. There's so much here. These are such rich sugyas. But it says in the Torah, lo yisesayiv Adoimi ki achichohu, and lo yisesayiv Mitzri ki ger ho yisi ba'artzai. And then it says, bonamash yivodu lehem, so they're really interesting. They are the first generation, the second generation, lo yavoy b'kal Hashem. However, dor shlishi, then already yavoy lehem b'kal Hashem. So what is it about this dor shlishi that all of a sudden everything changes? I understand if the Mitzri and the Adoimi have an issa lovey b'kal Hashem, then there should be an issa lovey b'kal Hashem. When it comes to the Amoini and the Mayavi, like the Mamzer, then it's gam derasiri, which really means Adoilon. But when it comes somehow to the Mitzri and the Adoimi, so then it's a different shear. Then the first two generations are going to be a problem. So I found the Maramokim Nifla in the Torah from Rav Reuven Margolis. It's in his Sefer Nefesh Chaya, which is the Pirish, it's the commentary that he wrote on Erech Chaim. It's in Simen Nun Gimel. The context over there is classic. He brings that the Taz says, quoting the Marshal, that in the event that there's a Kehila that has to make a decision, they're looking to be Mamana someone to hire a Shliach Tzibur, and there's two very viable candidates. All things are equal. But there's one difference. One of these Balei Tefillahs of Bnan Shel Kedoshim, Ahad Yichas, and the other one, Ahad Nishazoy Fil Yichas. So the question is Yichas a Machriya? Says the Taz, quoting the Marshal, it's Poshit that it's Machriya. Why? The Fisha Eino Doim at Tefillah Sadik Ben Sadik, the Tefillah Sadik Ben Rosh. We just learned the Gemara together in Perek Abba Yevintoy. So there's a concept of Eino Doim at Tefillah Sadik Ben Sadik, Tefillah Sadik Ben Rosh. We're dealing over here not by
We're not looking to hire a shiva, we're looking to hire about tefillah, shliach tzibur. We're looking to hire someone whose tefillah is not going to matter. So if this is about a tefillah, a shliach for the tzibur is going to use his kayach tefillah. So in a dime tefillah, tzadik ben tzadik, tefillah tzadik ben rosho. So says the Taz, according to the Mashal, it's posh to tzadik ben tzadik, he's the one that gets the shtelah, that's the machriya, he's the one that should get the job. So Reuven Margolis was said, yesh lachgar, how many doiris would you go back when it comes to this Indian? See, you want to know, this person is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, he's also a tzaddik ben tzaddik, or he's a tzaddik ben rosho, he's a tzaddik ben rosho, but he's an idol kuf and rebbe of Meilich. I don't know, he has a pesichus. So the question is, how far back do you look when it comes to yichus? So Rabbi Reuven Margolis says, this is vintage, that if you look at Chazal, there's two shiurim that you find Chazal talked a lot about when it comes to yichus. He says, the first is, you find this concept that a person has a special relationship, not only to his father or mother, but also to his grandfather. Number one, the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Samech Beis, where the Gemara says, Bnei Bonim Harehen Kebonim. And the Gemara even said in halachic terms, as it relates to the Mitzvah Peruvu, but there's a concept of Bnei Bonim Harehen Kebonim. There's a Bereshis Rabbah, Parshan Nun Dalet Beis, where the Bereshis Rabbah says that we know Kirachim of Abonim. A father has a special Rachmanis on his son. Says the Bereshis Rabbah, Ad Gimel Deires, Rachim Eyoav Alaben. This special Rachamim that a father has for his son is not only the father for the son, but this is the Enochel, this is the Zeda for the Enochel as well. This is something that it goes and up another generation. This Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Taf Kuf Mem Vav Amen Aleph. The Gemara says that when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that kufa, bon nachash, the nachash came, and was boil Chava, and hitul bo zuama. And there was a zuama that entered the guf of Chava. And the Gemara has a whole discussion over there when exactly this zuama went away. One mahalach in the Gemara is that Yisrael she'amdu al har Sinai paska zuamasa. It happened, the zuama went away when Klai Yisrael was mekabel Torah. But the Gemara says that Rab Abba Bar Kahana said a different shot. He said, ad shloisha doirois loy paska zuama me'aviseinu. The zuama, it remained within Klai Yisrael for three generations. Avram Avinu was the first Ger. He was the first member of Klai Yisrael. So he himself still had the Zuama. And because of the Zuama, Hoylid Yishmael. He had a child, Yishmael. Yitzchak still had from the Zuama. And for that reason, Hoylid as Esau. Spoke about this, the Chidah, a few weeks ago. Yaakov already was the third generation. And because he was the third generation, so it was already Pasko Zuama. And Hoylid Yud Dei Shvatim Shlo Yehoyevem Shum Doifi. Right? Today's daf. Otu Kuli Alma Ke Yaakov Avinu Koichi Vereshah Zayni. And he was Hoylid Yud Dei Shvatim Shlo Yehoyevem Shum Doifi. Because you see already that this Zuama lasted how long? He said it lasted three generations. And that's Matim with this Inyan. O Bnei Bonim Areim Kebonim Ad Gimel Doireis Rachamei And that's why the Zuama, which was in the guf of this which was in the guf of mankind, but once there was a yid, there was already a concept now, there was a shayrish, a paska Zuama, but it couldn't go out right away. You needed three generations of yidin until it was shayach. Now, moving forward, you have nothing to worry about. Now, at this point, there's not going to be any issue of Zuama. Reuven Margolis said there's another Gemara. A Gemara above Masechta, all classics. Daf Pei Hei Amin Aleph. Amar Rav Parnach, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol Shu Talmud Chacham. If someone's a Talmud Chacham, Ubenoi Talmud Chacham, and his son's a Talmud Chacham, Uben Benoi Talmud Chacham, and his Enochel's a Talmud Chacham, Shuv Ein Torah Paisekes Mizaroi. Torah is always going to be there. Shenemar, Tanizoi Spirisa, Lo Yamushu Mipicha, Umpizaracha, Umpizera Zaracha, Amar Hashem Eyat Ve'adolim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Ani, Orev Lecha Bedavar Zeh. But if there's three dairas of Torah, so that creates something inside the metzius of this family, that Torah is always going to be there. It's the antithesis of Pascha Zuamasam. The Zuama remained for three dairas, but after three dairas, it already got diluted out. So there's a concept that if this Torah for three generations, so this Torah is something that is going to hold shtark and fakir. It's going to become part of the DNA of this family. So like this forever, ad oilam, there's always going to be an inyan of Torah. But you see this idea that when it comes to dairas, there's something called three dairas. Says Reuven Margolis, there's another number that you find. And that is the number 10. You find 10 generations. This is a Gemara that we're going to learn together in a few days. The halacha is that a mamzer is lo yavi b'kal Hashem. The same is true for a mamzeres. Shnitu is lo yavi b'kal Hashem. Amar Rish Lakish said, mamzeres la'achar asoru doiros muteres. A gevaldige chiddush. But Rish Lakish said that after 10 generations, a mamzeres is already allowed to
enter the Kal Hashem. Meaning, she's a Mamzeres. Why? Because her Elta Babin Zayda, they were Rishoyim, and as a result, she ended up being a 10th generation Mamzeres. Says Rish Lakish that this Mamzeres, La'acha Asara Doiris, at that point, she's going to be Muteres. There's a similar Gemara. A Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Hei Yomen Aleph. The halacha is, Lo Yovei Mamzeh B'Kal Hashem. You learned in today's Daf, more in the coming dafin, that Kahal Gerim is Loy Ikri Kahal. So a Ger is not considered Kahal Hashem. It means a Ger is a land of Mary, a Mamzeres, right? Zokti Gemara, Tanya. Ger, Adasoro, Doiros, Motabim Mamzeres. If someone's a Ger, he's a Ger Tzedek. So his father, right, he comes from Gerim. So up until 10 generations, the halacha is, he is Motabim Mamzeres. Abi Mikan Ve'elach. Once he's already 10 generations removed from his Elta Zayda Terach, right? Once he's all those generations removed, Mikan Ve'elach Aseh B'Mamzeres. At that point, he's going to be Aseh. Pasha Rashi says this is already a Marisayan issue because so many generations of people aren't going to chav. Abizok Ravuvim Margolis, that the emes is this Gemara in Kedushin Ayin Hei is very matim with what Rish Lakish said in Yevamis Ayin Ches, which is that when it comes to Yichus, there's an Indian of Yichus up until then 10 generations. But once you get past 10 generations, at that point, it seems like the Yichus maybe gets diluted already. There's another Gemara. A Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalud Amin Aleph. This is in Perik Chelik. The Gemara says, Vayichad Yisrael. Right, we all know Vayichad Yisrael. Rashi says, two pshatim. One pshat is, Yisrael was besimcha. And another pshat, Rashi says, is Nasa chidudim kol besarei. Setim gishtocht. Right, other at gefreit, other at gishtocht. Rav Shmuel, this machlik is Rav Shmuel. Rav, Amarav said, Sheherif chadal besarei. That what it means is, a whole third pshat. He was took a cherev chada al besara and he gave himself bris milah. Shmuel am a Shmuel said she nasa chidudim kol besara. Amar Rav. Rav said, "Haynu damri inshi." This is what people mean when they say giyoyro. If you see a ger, ad asara dori up until 10 generations, like tevaza armoy kame. Don't be mevaza in any Yehudi in his presence. Up until 10 generations. Why? Because up until 10 generations, he's going to take it personally. You see, it's what gishtocht Yisroi, which means even though he was a ger, but he's still going to take it personal. So what's the shir? The shir is ad asara dori. You see that it's up until 10 generations. Listen to a beautiful knech in the Gemara that we've spoken about so many times. Ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. It's pasha no soif to how many related rabbis that could be to this Gemara. No, it's pasha not shaykh. This is always comes up again and again and again. Right, we know the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin and beis and brachas. It's really brachas Daf Chav Ches, where the Gemara talks about the Maisel, Rabbi Gamliel. He was the Nasni, and because of the whole incident, Tfilas Arvis Rishos, Oysa Talmud, it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So they removed Rabbi Gamliel from the Nasiyas, and they had to appoint someone out to be the Nasi. So who should be the next Nasi? So should it be Rabbi Akiva? Can't be Rabbi Akiva. What about Rabbi Eliezer? We've spoken about that. What about Rabbi Tarfin? We've talked about that. And the Gemara said, Elu Nukmi, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They decided that the person that's going to be the next Nasi is going to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What were his qualifications? The Hu Chacham, the Hu Asher, Fu Asiri La Ezra. And he was 10th generations La Ezra. So, Pashi learned that was Pum Tezichas brief. He went, Zogra Ruvam Agolis. Lefizeh, what the Gemara is saying is he was within 10 generations of Ezra. He was granted the 10th star. But the point is, because 10 generations, you still have a Shaychus to the Zayda. But once 10 generations pass, at that point, you don't have that Shaychus to the Zayda anymore. And because of that, it wouldn't work anymore. But here's the good news. Ezra was 10 generations for Ezra. Loz Ben Azariah was 10 generations for Ezra. And because he was 10 generations, therefore it was okay. He brings the Yerushalmi and Masechtas Yevamis. Perik Aleph Halacha Vav. Heyed Rabdoisa Ben Horkinus. Remember, Rav Doisa ben Horkinus from the end of the first parak of Yevamos. Heyed Rav Doisa ben Horkinus. She'enei Rav Elazar ben Azariah ha'yudoy mois le'enei Ezra. His eyes were like the eyes of Ezra. Why? What's the nekuda? He wasn't just an enekel. Azoy shtait niches brief. No, he was mamish an enekel that he still had a shaychus to him. Because it was 10 generations. And up until 10 generations, you find this concept that there's still something going to be left. He brings another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Menachos Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there was a Yid. His name was Rabbi Azariah Bar Berei de Rabbi Aftilos. He was Asiri le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shehoyah Asiri le Ezra. What do we want with that? That's what we want. He says, Lefiza Yesh Lohimar, an Oymek, and another Mishnah that everybody knows. The Mishnah says, Asorah Doiros, Me'odam Vad Noyach.
And then there were Asara Dairos, Minoyach Vad Avram. What's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is from Adam until Noyach. Adam's Hashpa was 10 Dairos. There's 10 generations of Hashpa. And then it goes already from Noyach to Avram. Because there's 10 generations of Hashpa from Noyach to Avram. Because Hashpa goes over 10 generations. Because there's this concept that up until 10 generations, it's going to go weiter. He says,
in Yana de Yoyma,
that in the end of Megillus Rus, so at the very end of Rus, so the Pasuk, it lists the Yichus of David HaMelech. So the Pasuk says, Ve'ilu toldois Paretz. Right, who was Paretz? Paretz was the son of Yehud and Tamar. So Ve'ilu toldois Paretz, Paretz ha'ilu des Chetzroin. Ve'chetzroin ha'ilu des Ram. Ve'ram ha'ilu des Aminadav. Aminadav ha'ilu des Nachshon. Ve'nachshon ha'ilu des Salma. Ve'salman ha'ilu des Boyaz. Ve'boyad ha'ilu des Oved. Ve'oved ha'ilu des Yishai. Ve'yishai ha'ilu des David. He says, Rabbi Ruvim Magolos, if you count the numbers, David HaMelech was 10 generations from Yehuda. He's from Yehuda, and it was 10 generations, because as long as he's within these 10 generations, the Yichus halt sich stark, and that's what's going on over here. So it says, the Nefesh Chaya, Rabbi Ruvim Magolos, there's two numbers. You find this idea of three Dairos, and then you find this idea, he says, you find this idea of 10 Dairos. He says, Lefi ze yesh loymar, this is Pshat in the Gemara, in the Sechtes Gittin, Daf Peiches Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing Ksivas Aget. So a Sefer is writing the Get. So one of the most important things you have to get right when you write a Get is you have to know the names. You have to know the names of the man, you have to know the names of the woman, right? It's very, very important that we get all the names right. So says the Gemara Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Chanichas Avois Pigitin. What would be if somebody had a surname? Right, what we call today a last name. But last names were different then. So the concept of this last name was, if somebody had a Zayda, who had a, whose name was Chesnish, Yankel, and because of this Chashev Zayda, so the surname of this family became Yankel. So instead of writing the person who's giving a get as being Ruvain ben Yaakov, they write Ruvain ben, well, that's Yankel, but they write Ruvain ben Moshe. And the reason they write Ruvain ben Moshe is because it's the surname of the mishpacha. So is that okay in Shemus Hagitin, or is it not okay? It's a Hera Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Chanichas Avois Pigitin, writing surnames when it comes to a get, Ad Asara Doiris, up until generation, 10 generations, meaning if the surname comes from a Zayda, who's within 10 Doiris, it's going to work. Rabshim Ad Allah said, Shloisha Doiris Kasher, Mikan Ve'eluch Basel, up until 3 generations, it's going to be Kasher. More than 3 generations, then it's going to be possible. But my Komifligi, what? What's the machlokes? The machlokes is because you have these two shiurim of chashivos as it relates to diluting the genes and the DNA and the yichus. You find this number, this misper of 3 generations, and then you find this misper of 10 generations. And that's the shiloh over here as it relates to this surname. Is it not Gimel Dairus or is it not Yud Dairus? There's a merit to Gimel Dairus and there's a merit to Yud Dairus. Azak Ruvim Magolis, Nye Shloimer, that is the Yibay and the Gemara. Those are the two tzadim mamish v'divrei pi chacham chaim. That's what's going on here in the Sechtes Gittin, in Mesechtes Gittin, da Peiches Amar Aleph. So Toich Dvarov, in this long piece, of which I just mentioned some of the Mara Mekaymas, Tein L'chacham V'yech Gamoid, Snezra Ruvim Ragolis, Yesh Loiman, these are the Shiurim that the Torah is talking about. The Torah says, Leisasayiv Mitzri V'adoimi, Abel Amaisa, if they're Megayer, you can't just take them into Kal Hashem. It's not so poshut. However, if there's already a third generation, in other words, Minyamin, let's call him Minyamin, like the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's Chaver, Mitamide Rabbi Akiva. Minyamin was Megayer. His parents, they were Egyptians, they were Mitzrin. But he himself was Megayer. He's a Mitzri Rishon. His son is a Mitzri Sheni. The Enakel, the Mitzri Shlishi, he's Miyachis to his Eda. For that, this Bnei Bonim, Arian Kabonim. For that, you have Rachmei Yoav Alaben. For that already you have those three, if they would learn Torah, Torah would be Chazeres Alachsan Yishalah. But any Zuama that they had was also Pascha. Because Ad Gimel Doris, Pascha Zuam Asam, as Levi Shtishtei Mefurish in the Gemara, in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vavam and Aleph. So it's for that reason, the Halach is, by the Dar Shlish, you don't have to worry about it. I's great-grandfather? We don't worry about great-grandfathers. Great-grandfathers, yeah, it's Gevaldik. But at the same time, in terms of this level, you don't have to worry. The Mitzvah and the Adoimi, they're not so Chomer. And because they're not so Chomer,
Therefore, it's ad gimel deres. Oh, but that might in the meyavi am more chamer. And the mamzer is more chamer. How chamer zok the Torah lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem gam der asiri. Even when you're already holding the 10th generation, which means that the psul is going back yoisei me'asara deres, which means you're already so far removed, where you find that even the second level of yichus gets so diluted, because up until 10 generations this, and up until 10 generations that, you go from Adam until Noach, but then by the 11th Dar, we're already handling from Noach until Avram. And then it's from Noach until Avram, but after that, then it's not Noach anymore. Now it's already, we're ready Zari Shal Avram Avinu, because you see, it only goes 10. So Solka Daita Chamino, that maybe by the 10th Dar, it should be okay. Zokta Pasik, Lo Yovi Mamza Bekal Hashem, Gamdei Rasiri Lo Yovi Le Bekal Hashem, Lo Yovi Yamayni Umayavi Bekal Hashem, Gamdei Rasiri Lo Yovi Le Bekal Hashem Adoylam. Zokta Ksavi Kabal. Why did it say Daira Siri? He said, because this is the Derech. Yeah, they baked 10 challis and Megamach Tzeinayin and 10 of that. Gewaldig, Avada, that's maybe the posh of Shat. Aber Zok, Rebruven Margolis. Zok, Rebruven Margolis, the Yesh Loimar. There's a beautiful Oimek over here. We're dealing with Isurim that are related to Yichus, that are related to Pgam Mishpacha. Pgam Mishpacha, you find that once 10 generations pass, the Yichus already gets diluted. And if the Yichus gets diluted, Voltich Gahata Havamina, Ben Benoi, pun intended, Shal Havamina, then maybe at this point it could be okay. And that's why the Torah emphasizes that Lo Yovei Mamze Bekal Hashem, Gam Doi Rasiri, and Lo Yovei Amoini Umayavi Bekal Hashem, Gam Doi Rasiri.